While everybody's debating Florida's attempt to purge its voter rolls of alleged non-citizen voters, there's another case of voter disenfranchisement that's been going on openly in the state, one that affects far more people, many of them minorities, than the voter purge is likely to. According to nonprofit criminal justice organization The Sentencing Project, 23% of Florida's adult black population and 10.4% of the state's entire population can't vote because of a felony conviction. Our state is one of just a handful that refuses to restore the voting rights of nonviolent felons even after they've completed their sentences. In Florida, if a convicted felon wants to regain voting rights, he or she has to wait at least 5 years after completing a prison sentence before the process can begin. It wasn't always this bad. In 2007, under the administration of former Governor Charlie Crist, the State Office of Clemency made it so voting rights would be automatically restored to people convicted of nonviolent crimes after they'd served their time. Enter Governor Rick Scott, who's trying as hard as he can to suppress voters likely to cast ballots for Democrats, and that decision was reversed. As a result, more than 1 in 5 black Floridians is denied the right to vote due to a criminal conviction, even if that conviction was years ago and for a crime that didn't actually injure anyone. And the only way to get that voting right back is to appeal to the governor and the executive clemency board. When you've got a governor like ours, though, what's the likelihood that anyone's going to care about restoring your rights?